In your face. Well, it's Woof Club this Sunday, the amazing party that's celebrating 20 years. It's going to be at the Peel, and I am absolutely rapt to have the DJs George Roussos and Scott Anderson in the studio. Welcome back to 3CR, guys. Or in your case, George, welcome to 3CR.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us on board.
It's great. Now, how would you define Woof Club? I'm going to toss that one to you, Scott.
Men's leather and fetish event that is, a space you can be yourself, relax, dance to the music, and do a bit of networking, friends. Just be yourself, really, and relax. There's no arrogance. There's no, you don't need to be somewhere or be anything or be anyone but yourself and have fun. That's all you want.
You both have been DJing at Woof for a long time. George, when did you begin doing it?
19 years ago.
Wow.
The very first was Club 80.
Ah, that's right, yes.
And, wow, that's all I can say. What a great venue. Historic to Melbourne.
It was.
And the community, the scene. And here we are, running a party for the first time. No one else has done it before. And we did our thing. We ran a party that we wanted to go to.
In the basement at 80.
Yep.
Fantastic. I actually remember those parties well. I think I was at the second Woof Club in 2005.
Oh, wow.
So it's been at so many venues, and they are heritage venues. I mean, God bless Club 80. But, I mean, I remember going to one at the Star Hotel in 2006.
Mm. Yes.
Wow. Yep.
Incredible venue.
It was a great venue. You had Glasshouse as well. You had the Opium Den.
Yes.
Lead.
Yes.
And that's just Melbourne.
That's just in Melbourne.
There's a lot more venues that I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. And at the moment we're at the Peel, and recently we did have a party at the Laundry Bar.
Mm-hmm.
So we move around just to,
share the
momentum going, and also, have a variance of space and turn a venue into something else.
Bit of variety, yeah.
Huge shout out to Steve Atkins, who's been organising it for 20 years. And you mentioned other cities. I mean, he's done one in LA, right?
Yes,
that is correct. Well, with America, we did LA. We also did San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years running in Guerneville for Lazy Bear. Did the closing party.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I performed at LA. And also 2 years running for Guerneville for Lazy Bear, the closing party, which was the main party. Mm. And wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what an experience. One I've never, I just couldn't imagine. Yeah.
How would you define festival? First of all, Scott, I want to know what cities you've played in for Woof.
For Woof? Sydney, Melbourne. I didn't actually play, even though I was living in the US at the time, I didn't actually play any of the Woof Club parties at that point. But it was coming up until I was no longer in America, but mainly, just Sydney and Melbourne.
Also Adelaide.
Oh, Adelaide, Perth. Yes.
Gee, he gets around, doesn't he, with the parties.
We've done Adelaide and Perth as well, and that was received really well.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Just on that, how the community receives it, Scott, how would you describe how it is received by the community? Because it's very important to people.
Oh, look, absolutely, and as we were saying, and the interview, I've been going for 20 years, but watching the party evolve over those 20 years has been incredible, and so much so in the last 2 years that the party has evolved yet again. People find it, a place to be themselves, as we said. No attitude. The music has evolved as well over that 20 years, the lighting. After 20 years, it's just so... I suppose gratifying is not the right word, but it's so fantastic to see the community still supporting the party, but also it's getting busier and busier and bigger and bigger. In the last year, it's just changed and evolved into this incredible new party, whereas, as I said, ticket sales every time sold out, and the feedback has just been so positive. So, yeah.
How would you describe that evolution of the music? I remember in 2005 it was tribal, and industrial.
Yes.
That is correct. In the beginning, we were into the tribal progressive house or tech house, as you would put it, but it was very percussive.
Mm.
A lot of Afro house as well.
Yep.
So it was really different to what everyone else was doing. But as times change, people's tastes change, music changes and evolves. So it started to head into more of a tech house and melodic techno area.
Yep. At the moment.
At the moment. So it keeps evolving because if you don't evolve with the music, the party's just going to stay at the same level.
Yeah,
static. We've got to, you know, we've got to stay with the times. Yeah. We've got to move with the times and also set a trend that others are not playing.
Mm.
So we're trying to be unique. So.
How would you describe, Scott, the evolution of your music? Because, I mean, Wolf has been really central to your career as a DJ, kind of going whoosh.
Wolf Club... Oh, goodness me. So I came on board, I think, when I was still living in the US. I came over here to play Mardi Gras and some Harbour City Bears parties. And Steve asked me if I would be interested in playing one of the parties over Mardi Gras, and it was at Arc, I think. And it started from there, and then after a few parties, asked me if I'd like to come on as a permanent resident, which was, you know, incredibly... amazing opportunity.
A permanent resident.
Yeah. And if I'd be interested in sort of help him and the other DJs to really sort of take the music in a different way, a different journey. And which is, you know, a bit of a big call. I've, you know, people that have been there for 12 years or so. So it was a really great opportunity to work with other people and grow that sound together into what we hear today.
How do you read the room?
I had to say, after nearly 30 years of DJing, it thankfully comes a bit of a sort of second nature. You can feel what the crowd's what's doing by also watching them, their energy levels, and, you know, where their focus is. And, you know, way before the point where it gets to, hang on, there's nobody on the dance floor. Where the fuck is everybody? Oh, excuse me. Where is everybody? Yeah, you really do get a feel for it. But also, the crowd's been coming for a long time. You get to watch, you learn to watch certain people and their energy levels, and you know how much they're into the journey that you're taking them on.
George, how would you describe your DJing style at the moment and the music that you're into?
Okay, I am a troublemaker when it comes to music. I get into a lot of trouble for playing a little too hard sometimes.
What do you mean by too hard?
Techno. It's not loved by everyone, but I have found that level where it's a good level, where there's melody. It's not just pots and pans, that kind of techno. Mm. It's melodic. It's there's some vocal. Yep. There's some old school tracks that have been redone into the techno genre,
yes,
which were never in the techno genre. So you drop one of those big tracks and the crowd just comes alive going, where did this remix come from? Wow. And that's it sends your hair up on your arms.
Yeah. Does it really?
Sometimes. It just gives you that body chill and that buzz. Yep. And you're watching the crowd. And I have this thing that I pick my favorite people. I'll watch that guy that moves a certain way, and if they're not moving, I'm doing something wrong.
Yep.
As soon as I see them moving and getting really into it, I know I've got to keep them going.
Wow.
You're so on the right track.
That's how I read the room.
You're on the right track.
So I've got to say, Scott, because, I mean, you just, your face flashed when we talked about the physical impact of seeing people just, you know, go berserk, basically, to the music you play. Tell us a bit more about that from your perspective.
It's just an incredible energy that you can't formulate except try to, as you said, read the crowd and be in the moment yourself personally, and you create a journey that, you know, people want to go on. And and once you feel that energy, and once you feel it yourself, it's also amplified by, you know, 400 or 500 people that are in the room. So you just go. You go with it. You take that energy and you, you know, take them as far as you can.
George, I've got to ask, what is the best venue that Wolf's been at in Melbourne?
Ooh. Where it's been at its best?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. That's a really difficult question because there's so many moments that I cannot put into one.
Mm.
Club 80, 100% was just mind-blowing and something different that no one else has done before. And then it crossing over to different venues that, okay, the Peel's a great example. it's historic. It's known in Melbourne for always being the place to go to. All roads lead to the Pill, is that correct?
I'd right? say so, I think at least for 50 years.
That's their logo. And to go into a venue like the Pill, for instance, that everyone knows as the Pill.
Landmark.
And then we transform that into a Woof Club.
Mm.
You know, we decorate the place, we change the aesthetic. The music is different to what it would generally be. What generally would be played, and it's a crowd full of guys in leather and so forth. So that's a buzz. But then there's also all the other clubs in the city that I can't even remember the names.
Well, they've changed about 10 times.
Isn't it? There's so many venues that's been at, and you kind of forget because it was so long ago, or it's changed names, yes. as you said, Scott. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, or even the venues have closed down now.
They're a hostel well. Now or mm-hmm. a yeah. laundromat mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yep. But it's just been... The best moments for me is just watching people having such a great time, getting into the music that they would not normally hear, because we do push the envelope with the music in a sense that we want to give them something else.
Yes.
We want to give them something that you would close your eyes and think you're in a German underground nightclub.
Ooh, yes.
I don't want to be Mr. Mainstream and play it safe.
Mm.
I want to push buttons.
Yes.
I want to get a reaction.
Yes.
And you do, don't
and
you?
And I do. Mm. I don't play safe.
Yeah.
And for me, that's the most important thing and the most pivotal thing about Woof Club for me.
I've got to ask, what's the worst reaction you got?
Can you play Kylie?
That would not have been well received.
No, because there's an ongoing joke with me about Kylie, and it happens in Sydney as well. And I will sample it in just for a tease, and people think I'm going to play it. So it's actually quite funny.
What about you, Scott?
God, that's a hard one.
You don't get bad reactions.
Of course I do. I'm not that arrogant. Goodness, that's a really hard one.
Well, you haven't had eggs thrown at you yet.
No, there's been no eggs or projectiles thrown at the DJ box yet. I suppose for me is when I've had some very unfortunate technical issues, a few parties, which have been rather embarrassing.
Best reaction?
Sticking our head under when they happen and hiding under the desk. And everyone going, well, and then you pop back up smiling, going, nothing happened.
Yeah, wasn't me.
It wasn't me, yeah.
Also, Steve hasn't pulled all his hair out.
Or we point at each other saying it's his fault.
We're talking that works to too. The amazing DJ Scott Anderson and George Roussos about Woof Club. 3CR. Tell us more, Scott, about what we can expect from your music on Sunday.
So the last party was our 20th birthday, 20th Wolf, or 20th birthday of Wolf in Melbourne. So I've sort of made a promise to myself and Steve moving forwards. I'm going through a complete new playlist, all new music. Sticking with the same sound, being a little adventurous, as George was saying. It's a little hard when you do the warm-up set. Is it's your job to grab the attention of the crowd that is there, hold them there, and also entice the rest of the people coming in onto the dance floor to get them warmed up, get in the mood, so I can hand over to George and go, right, yours.
Take so you're further. The opening act?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. That's a lot of responsibility.
It's really hard.
It's a big responsibility but the great thing is we're a team.
Yes.
We're a team. He starts cooking, it starts to simmer, and then I will brown it. You know, it's our recipe.
Because then in Sydney we swapped. I did the main set.
So you've been basically an act for quite a few parties. How many years have you two been working together?
I actually cannot answer that question because I've lost track of time. But me and Scott have been DJing for many years.
Well, I've been
for
30
I can't
years,
even remember. Yeah, I can't 40. Even remember. Yeah, it's definitely possibly 30 years.
Yeah,
roughly, but different events.
Mm.
But now, of course, Scotty and me are we've been the resident DJs for Woof Club, including Henry, which is one of the others.
Yes.
So we're the three main residential DJs.
We're incredibly privileged to, Steve has that much faith in us.
Yeah, we just work together and we egg each other on with our music. We inspire each other. We save each other from technical issues.
Yes, that's right.
Put the bloody USB in.
So, yeah, like, yeah, we're a good team. Yeah.
So it's just you two on Sunday, or there's other DJs as well? No,
it's Scott's on first.
Yep.
I'm on second, and Henry's on last.
Wow.
Awesome, Mr. Henry.
So what is that like for Henry going last?
Oh, see, look, Henry was from the beginning.
Yep, very, very beginning.
He's from he's the first DJ of Wolf Club. And along with other legends as well, you got James Fraser as well.
Yes.
And then Tony Svella.
Yes, 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 yes.
Which are long-time DJs in Melbourne have been known for decades.
Legends.
So there's a lot of... If we put how many years I'll be DJing and Scott and Henry, that's over 100 years of experience.
Easily.
Wow. Yeah.
So what's the biggest change you've seen? Apart from the music evolving, what's the biggest change?
The crowd's definitely changed. We do still have absolute diehards, which still, thank you so much, we love you very much, who have been coming since day one and still come. They may not come to every party, but they're still there and they still support us. But the crowd itself has become more diversified. Definitely younger. There's definitely a bit of a daddy-son thing happening, which we love. But it's just great to see such a huge cross-section of not only ages, but, you know, people from different corners of the gay community coming to be a part of it. That's definitely my take. What about you, George?
For me, there's a big one, and it's the loyal ones.
Yes.
That have been coming from the start.
Loyalty.
And we're talking about 20 years now have passed, okay? Now, you've got the older generation that have been with us all that time. And what I love seeing the most, I rock up to the Peel. Not all of them can dance anymore. They may have a disability or a walking stick.
Mm.
They gather in the courtyard,
mm-hmm.
that big table.
Mm-hmm.
They all sit at the table. They're not on the dance floor. They're there to be social with all their friends.
Yeah.
They're there because they're loyal to the party. They're in their leathers and they're looking after each other.
Yes.
And then you've got the new generation that's come in. It's not replacing them. It's adding.
Yes. Yep.
And so it's amazing to see this.
Yep.
And that puts a big smile on my face that I know when I get older, I can go to a party and feel comfortable within my own skin.
And welcome, yeah.
And also have others that are my age that I can hang out with too.
Mm.
And that's such a big thing because a lot of people have lost that since the pandemic began.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's not just a party. It's a community. And I think you just nailed it, George. And it's also a sense of history. There's that shared history.
Very much so.
It's a huge history. And the thing is, there's just so much I want to remember right now, but there's just so much that has happened. But I've just seen so many good things in all these different cities, including in America, and, you know, taking a big risk and doing it in Perth, doing it in Adelaide, and it's still filling up.
Yep.
It's just amazing to see.
Yep.
It's just great to see it grow and move around and share to other cities. And we're going to keep doing that.
Yeah, so much so after 20 years, like it's unheard of for a party to go that long.
It really is. I mean, it had a little break for a while. Not long. It was a few years.
So I think, as you said, you pointed out, we've created a community. So it's not just a party. There is a community of people that come to that party. And I think that's really, really helped the longevity.
The thing is, with a break, we did have COVID. That made a huge impact on venues.
Yes.
And the whole scene in one. Sydney had a bigger break than Melbourne. And but the break was during that period. And then it was like, if we're going to come back, we're going to come back big, we're going to come back strong, and we're going to come back happy. And the very first one right after COVID was amazing. It was just amazing to see it. And it was at the Peel.
Yes.
And now we've brought back Sydney as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that was at the Boudiccan, which really happy about.
Goodness,
the guys are
so
happy there
fun.
Too. Because you do have guys travelling from one city to the other
yep.
to go to Wolf Club,
yep.
whether or not whether or not they live there.
Yes.
Yeah, guys used to actually fly down from Sydney, I remember, in like the 2000s. And it was because the parties in New South Wales at the time were so restrictive.
Yes.
That if they wanted to go to a really great party that was unrestricted, then they had to come to Melbourne because security was berserk up there at the time.
And our incredible offers from Sydney still come down.
I see more guys come from Sydney in the past 2 years than what I've seen before in the past.
And what do they say about it? What do they say?
They absolutely love it.
And do they say that apart from when Wolf comes to Sydney, there's nothing like it in Sydney? Like, do you get that?
The thing for me is you've got a Melbourne Wolf Club that's this, and then you've got a Sydney Wolf Club that's that.
Very true.
They want both.
Very true. Yeah.
They actually want both.
Hmm.
Different venues, different aesthetic, different crowd, different feel.
That's a good way to put it, actually.
So it's really awesome that the guys are willing to, you know, go to a different Wolf Club in a different city, including myself. Mm. Everyone thinks I'm a Melbourne DJ. I'm actually from Sydney, but I am a Melbourne DJ. In my heart.
People think that of you. They do.
Even in Sydney, they think I'm a Melbourne DJ.
Fascinating.
But it's a compliment.
Yes.
I'm both a Melbourne and Sydney DJ, and I'm really proud of it. To be embraced here for decades, I cannot complain. I'm so happy.
Mm. I've got to ask, Scott, what's your set going to be like on Sunday?
Oh, spoilers. I was doing my, go through promos last week, as I do before every, every party. Just to, you know, see what's coming out, what's new, what may have been redone. And last week for me personally was just one of those weeks, every single track I listened to was gold. I'm like, normally there's one or two out of a couple of hundred, but this last week was like, oh my goodness, this one, and then this one, and then this one. And there's my whole opening set. So, what to describe?
How did that happen? Is that because you've been doing it for so long that you're kind of on autopilot and you've got that accumulated experience? It just means it's easy for you to nail it and put it together?
They, as silly as it sounds, they jump out at you. Like, you know, as soon as you hear the first couple of seconds, you hear the beat, the bass line, the key it's in, and then you sort of, ooh, this just sounds good. So you skip forward to the main breakdown. You're like, oh, yeah, that's it. And that's one. And then you go through the next one. If it doesn't grab me in the first 3 seconds, then I'll go to the next track, then the next track, then the next track. It's got to really grab me and go, oh, that's fantastic. I would dance to that. And that's how I've chosen all of my music that I play out live, if I haven't done it myself, is I'd want to dance to it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's like that with radio as well. Mm. The same thing when I'm listening to CDs or listening to tracks that artists send me. It's very much those first few seconds, totally.
Oh, yes.
George, I've got to ask, sneak peek about your set.
My set, I like to be unpredictable, but at the same time, people know that I'm cooking something up. When it comes to being in the second set, I've got to go harder. I've got to peak the party. And that's really important because, I mean, I've got to keep the energy going. I've got to keep it, you know, keep the crowd going. So my set is going to be a melodic techno set. Of course, I'm going to chuck in a couple of surprises. There's always a track that's been remixed from the past or a bootleg that no other DJ's got.
We love those.
And I drop those and you just watch people going, oh, my God, because with the vocals kick in, they're like, I didn't know it was this track.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to throw a little surprise in here and there, and it makes me happy to just see them put – I hear whistles, you see hands in the air, cheering, and it's like they love that track.
Pretty much.
And they remember it from like 20 years ago and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But I blend it into, you know, techno, melodic techno, and I just like to give it an edge.
Mm.
Well, Wolf Club is celebrating its 20th year in 2025, so lots of parties to celebrate that incredible milestone. A huge shout-out once again to Steve Atkins, the organiser.
What a legend.
Thank you, Steve. And, The Peel, 3 o'clock to 11 o'clock this Sunday, the 8th of June. DJ Scott Anderson and George Roussos, it has been an absolute privilege to chat with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yep. 3CR.
In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.